The board is here and they're ready to discuss the agenda item with regarding the IC applicants, and I'll turn it over to our board chair.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Rubin. Sorry we're a little bit behind in our agenda and giving you a call, but we appreciate your interest in the investigative committee. So again, for those listening in, we are on section number five, item number five. Board may review, discuss, and take action on investigative committee applicants. Excuse me. We're on item number B, and this is for Stanley Rubin, DVM. And Ms. Solomon is our lead on this matter. So Dr. Rubin, I will let her kick things off.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Rubin, this is Jane Solomon. I'm a public member of the board. And I have three questions that I'm going to ask each of the candidates. First of all, it's my understanding this is for the DVM position on the morning investigative committee.
Okay.
Okay. First question, can you please elaborate on your service on any committee, commission, board, etc., that was for a non-governmental organization, a nonprofit, a district, a city, a county, a state, or the federal government?
Sure. I spent several years serving on the Canadian National Examining Board, which was a subcommittee, a part of the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association. And this oversaw the licensing of, licensing of foreign veterinary graduates. It also participated in AVMA Council of Education accreditation site visits. The Canadians were active members of that board and served on the team of site visits. So I served on that for quite a number of years.
That's great. I have just two more brief questions. The second one is, beside your extensive experience with the Canadian Medical Board and the CVMA accreditation group, what do you bring to the investigative committee?
I bring a willingness to serve. I bring 43 plus years experience as a veterinarian, over 30 years as a teacher, a specialist in veterinary medicine, a duty to the public. Those are some of the things I think I could bring to the board.
Quick follow-up, Dr. Rubin, what was the specialist area?
In veterinary internal medicine.
Okay. Thank you. And lastly, why do you want to serve on the investigative committee?
I have always believed in giving back to the profession. And I think that by serving on the investigative committee, this is one way to give back to the profession and to the public, to serve the community.
Well, thank you for your application and thank you for answering the questions. I'll now turn it back to the chair.
Sure. So Dr. Rubin, my only question I always ask folks is, we are, the investigative committee in particular is kind of a small but mighty crew. So do you foresee, generally speaking, being able to attend, the meetings regularly, each month or, anywhere? Don't know how many hours anymore, but typically a couple hours. Do you think that with everything else you have going on that will be a problem?
Won't be a problem. I'm prepared to make the investment to help with this.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Do any other board members have questions of Dr. Rubin?
How'd you end up in Arizona?
I know, right? How did we get you out of Canada?
I've had enough snowy winters. Thank you.
That's right.
So now you're in for hot summers. Huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Well, again, we very much appreciate your interest in serving on this completely voluntary committee. And Ms. Solomon, Would you like to
make a motion?
Make a motion.
I'd be delighted to. I move we approve Dr. Stanley Rubin as the DVM representative on the AM investigative committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Dr. Rubin for the morning investigative committee. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Welcome. Yes. And we will now Tracy will disconnect and then we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you
very much. Bye bye.
All right, up next, we're still on item number 5, and now we are on item number C for Gordon Bennett. If you would like to come on down, please note. Dr. Nosley is recused on this item. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And just like with Dr. Rubin, Ms. Solomon is the lead.
Thank you.
So I'll let her start.
Thank you. And Mr. Bennett, you had a sneak preview of my 3 questions. So I'll go over them again for you. Can you please elaborate on your service on any commission, committee, board, etc., that was for a non-governmental organization, a nonprofit, a school district, city, county, state, or federal government?
Sure. I was one of the founding members of Southern Arizona Greyhound Adoption, which was an offshoot of the Arizona Greyhound Rescue in Tucson, Arizona, where our primary job was interfacing with the track to take former racing greyhounds, whether they were intact or whether they were injured, and find them forever homes. As part of that, and being vice president of that organization, it was not only the external, setting up the community outreach, setting up fundraising and so forth, but since it was a new organization, it was the initial establishment of the entire operational structure. Which we were doing as we were bringing dogs in and establishing, again, all the framework for that organization. And I believe this is still in operation.
Yeah, 501c3.
501c3, yes, ma'am.
An important follow-up to that, did you dress up at the Renaissance Festival with the other Greyhound adopters?
We did not. But we marched in a lot of parades with Christmas lights on dogs.
Oh, that's right.
Secondly, Mr. Beck, what do you bring to the investigative committee? And this is for the, I forgot to mention, this is for the afternoon
session. Yes. Yeah. In addition to what you saw there, I spent 25 years in the military, and part of that time I was inspector general at the base level, which was fielding complaints, anything from I don't like what they're selling in the base exchange to fraud, waste, and abuse complaints, and so forth, which was more a fact-finding situation. You interview people, you find out what the facts are, you look at really any one of the whole gamut of violations, non-legal violations. Okay, so that was a non-legal job. We put together a report, we make conclusions based on that report, we would refer that to the command authority, they would do whatever they're going to do with it. So if you equate that to here, you have an investigatory committee gathers the information, looks at the information, makes a recommendation to you folks, you do what you need to do. Once I retired from the Air Force, couldn't find real work, I went to law school. And upon graduating from law school, went to work for the Pima County Attorney's Office as a deputy county attorney prosecuting narcotics cases. So I have 7 years of time standing in a courtroom, arguing with a jury, talking to a jury. But that builds upon the other, because now anything you do, you have to have a factual basis for it. You have elements. What has been violated? What are the elements of that? What does the evidence show? Because if you don't have that, just a guess doesn't necessarily carry forward. It has to be something legally sustainable. When you put the two of those together, it provides a perspective that maybe other people wouldn't have. Because just a hunch doesn't get it if you're going to discipline somebody, especially in an emotionally charged event where you may have one person, I don't know, on the phone who sees things one way, and then you have another person who has, you know, their livelihood at stake. And so if you don't have a good factual basis to start that from or something to hang it on, it all falls apart.
Excellent. With your experience in narcotics, just to digress from that before I get to the final question, we unfortunately have a lot of cases where during inspections we find problems which inspections don't come to the IC, but it's good background for you to have, that we find issues with controlled substances and maintaining those. We occasionally before the board get issues that relate to substance abuse by veterinarians. So those issues we deal with here, you're dealing with it. There may be complaints filed that go to the IC that have something related to that somehow, but most of the others come directly to us.
Fine, my days as a prosecutor are over.
Okay.
I mean, that is not my role, not how I see my role.
Okay,
good. You know, it's not a legal position.
Okay, and why do you want to be on the IC?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, Dr. Nosley recused himself. Obviously, I know him both starting out with the Greyhounds and then later, you know, on a personal level. But there's a lot of people to speak for everybody, very few people to speak for the end. And as much as we like to think that every veterinarian is wonderful, we know that just like every lawyer is not wonderful, every doctor is not wonderful, but if somebody does something wrong in one of those other settings, we can verbalize what we're doing. There needs to be somebody who's willing to step in and say, I can look at this, I can look at it with a non-emotional eye, I can make a recommendation, I can look at the facts, and then put it in front of people like this who can make a decision.
Do you have any questions you'd like to ask us?
I don't. I mean, I'm interested in learning. It seems like I pick up bits and pieces, you know, as I was sitting there today. I realize it's one day a month actual contact time, but there's more work that goes into it than that. So that's not a problem. I make my own schedule.
Okay, good.
That was the question was you were you had. Sorry, I didn't mean to take it away from you.
That's okay.
But,
I just made it easy.
Yeah.
Plus, I was sold, and you talked about the Greyhound Rescue.
Oh,
so,
Greyhound.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry. Did anybody else have any other questions or comments, though? All right.
Madam Chair, I would like to move that Gordon Bennett be approved as a public member of the afternoon investigative committee.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to approve Mr. Bennett. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Great.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your interest. All right, Dr. Nosley, you can come back. Okay. Yeah, just a little bit behind here. Now we are on section number 3, informal interviews, board deliberation action, and we are on item number 2, 2438, in regards to Audie Wood, DVM.